Hello, beautiful people. Today's guest is brought to you by RadioGuestList.com. She is author Nikki Van Valkenburg, and she has written the book Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. That's her book. It's definitely something I might use. Here we go.
You are listening to
Today's guest is Nikki Van Valkenburg. She's joining us today, and we're going to speak about her book. Let me see. I'm going to pull up a web page really quick here. Her book is Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. When I first heard about this topic, I thought it was fascinating. One, because ADHD seems to be pretty common amongst children. And then it said conquer it without Ritalin, which seems to be, the thing that gets thrown on, gets prescribed right away. That or, Nikki, what's the other drug that gets prescribed now besides Ritalin?
Well, Adderall or Dexedrine.
Right.
Stratura, Concerta.
Right.
Yep.
Well, it's nice having you. So like I said before, I'm basically going to put the ball in your court. In a nutshell, what is the book about?
Well, the book's called Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin, just like you mentioned. It describes the way to conquer attention deficit disorder without hyperactivity in 6 days, and it's called ADHD. And most people take prescription medicine like Ritalin, Adderall, Dexedrine, but there's another way to conquer ADHD without taking drugs, and that's brain training. My book describes a method of brain training that's currently used in clinics across the country. It's really popular, and it's clinically tested and very effective, but now you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You can train your brain to conquer ADHD at home, and that's something that saves you time, energy, and money.
Right. First, I think I have a good grasp on what ADHD is. If someone doesn't know out there, what are some specifics about it that maybe some people just don't know?
Well, things like poor concentration, that you're like a light switch, you're turned off whenever something's boring, complicated, or hard to understand. And you just don't have enough of a boost to stay on track and focus. Unless something interests you, it's really hard to concentrate and focus. Another sign of ADHD is distraction and disorganization and restlessness. Like if you have a low tolerance for boredom, like waiting in line, it's pure torture. And if you're listening to a boring speaker, just leave. And maybe you prefer sound bites to long-winded explanations. Sometimes your mind may chatter or race and distract you from getting things done. And restlessness is also evident when maybe you can't sit still or you're tapping your fingers or your feet, and then you have a lot on your mind, so you're wound up, wired, and wide awake.
Right.
Let me tell you, one more sign of attention deficit is low arousal. And that's so common today with young people. Just struggling to get into gear, like you feel bored or apathetic, and for some reason you have starting projects or switching between activities, and if something doesn't interest or challenge you, then you might as well forget it. A lot of people are thrill seekers or adrenaline junkies, and we're just looking for something to give us an extra push that'll help us to focus. And some people drink coffee, energy drinks, soda, and that all of these things are a way to try to get yourself up and to try to turn on your brain power. It's like with ADHD, you just need a boost to get yourself up and ready for action. Some people even pick a fight, or they'll run around the room, they'll scream at the top of their lungs. And why are they doing this? Are they crazy? Well, trying to get themselves in gear to try to turn on their brain power.
Right.
So those are some of the signs of ADHD.
And then something I'm not actually, you know, positive about. But is this something that people are born with, or is it something that you develop, or, you know, can anyone get it basically, or have it?
Well, it's common in children and adults, and they say that you have it all your life. For some people, it's not a problem. You know, they seem to make it through school and they do well in their job and they're doing fine. But for other people, ADHD can keep you from being all you can be. It's messing up your relationships. It's causing you to do poorly in school, or you just don't feel like in your career that you're where you want to be because ADHD stands in the way. Well, if that's the case, then it's time to do something about it.
Right. We mentioned before there are drugs that get prescribed to people that have ADHD, which scares me simply because with any, you know, pharmaceuticals, I mean, they're not able to test for, you know, 50 years ahead or anything like that.
Right.
So there's going to be side effects that are going to come down the line that we don't even know of. So that's where I kind of want to connect your book, because yours says, you know, you can conquer it without it specifically states Ritalin, but I mean, it's battling the whole, pharmaceuticals,
right.
Yeah, just throw the drug at the problem. Your book, basically, you know, gets rid of that notion and takes care of it, on your own. So how does that work roughly?
Well, a lot of people do take Ritalin or Adderall, Dexedrine, and the main problem with those drugs is that they're temporary. It only lasts a few hours, and any good that these drugs do disappears after your last pill is taken. And you might take Ritalin for days, months, or years, but once you take that last pill, you're right back to where you started. And another problem with Ritalin is that it's really dangerous. A lot of people assume that Ritalin is safe and mild because it's often prescribed to children.
Right.
But in reality, Ritalin is an amphetamine, and it's a hardcore drug similar to cocaine. A lot of people don't realize that, and just all of the side effects associated with taking these drugs. The physician's desk reference even lists some of these side effects, like it causes your veins and arteries to squeeze together or contract so that your heart works overtime, and that's a side effect that's listed in the physician's desk reference. And then there's withdrawal, rebound. These drugs can stunt your growth. They can suppress your appetite, and they can cause all kinds of problems. So my book suggests another method to get help for ADHD, and that's brain training. And what I'm offering, I have my book, and then I have an upgrade, which is an actual home-based brain training system that you can do at home. And it comes with three parts. It comes with eyeglasses, some headphones, and then a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. And it's called the Alert. It's basically a light and sound machine, and it has a specific brain training protocol for ADHD. So it's a brain training device that you can use in your own home. And how it works is that you lay down on your bed, you put on the headphones and the eyeglasses, and then you flip the switch on the control box. And then you just close your eyes, relax, and enjoy. And what you'll see is a pattern of mild flashing lights, and you'll hear some synchronized heartbeat sounds. And the rhythm that you're seeing and hearing, it actually stimulates and trains your brain to overcome ADHD. And the session lasts about 22 minutes, and then when it's over, you're ready to go about your day. That's how it works.
And then, so if someone started doing this, your book says to conquer it in 60 days, is it something that you that a person would have to continue to do afterward to help with their ADHD?
Well, it is a 60-day protocol, and it's 22 minutes a day. And then after you do the program, then you're free to use it as much or as little as you want. Now, one question that people ask me all the time, well, if I do your program, will my ADHD disappear forever and never come back? Well, that's not really a fair question, but because even medicine can't make that claim.
Right.
What I can tell you is that this program will make permanent and lasting changes in your brain, and those changes are yours to keep. It's kind of like walking in the woods, and if you've ever walked in the woods, you've had to step on weeds and brush and the ground and stuff and grass to make a path. Well, the next time you come back, that path is going to be a little flatter. When you keep walking on that path, it's going to be more paved, and that's the way the brain training program works, is it kind of creates a new neural pathway in your brain, and then that pathway is used, and then that ADHD pattern is no longer used. So that's permanent, but what would cause you to relapse and have a bad ADHD day would be like something like crisis trauma, like if you lose your job, you get bad grade on your test, you have a fight with somebody, or there's a death in your family, or even a positive change, like maybe getting a new job or moving into a new house. All of those things can cause you to kind of relapse. And if your brain waves become unbalanced for any reason, then they may not return to normal after that event has passed. But there's no reason to run to your medicine cabinet. You could just start using the machine again and get back on track.
Right. No, I think that's a great – I think, again, like I said, the whole – I mean, you know, pharmaceutical drugs serve their purpose for some things. But as far as mm-hmm. – you know, I don't ever think it's safe to throw it at every little problem that
right.
comes up. So I think it's great that you did this. Now, something I'm not sure of, did you research this yourself, or is this something that you've studied down and kind of you know, did you combine different types of
right.
research to come up with this, or is this all yours, or?
Well, I'm the author of the book, Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. But the brain training program was actually developed by a school psychologist and an engineer, and it's manufactured in Canada by the Mind Alive company.
Oh, okay.
And the product's been on the market for 10 years, but there wasn't much written about it, and that's when I tried the program, loved it so much that I wanted to tell other people about it. So I wrote my book, and through the company proofread my book and checked it for accuracy, and through them I became kind of a licensed distributor, so I actually sell the machine too.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And I had to take a little course and take a final exam to be licensed by them. But now I'm all set. So if anyone wants to try the system, you know, they can get it through my website.
And I was looking at that before. That's trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com,
right.
If anyone's yeah. interested. With all my guests, too, I didn't tell you this before, but with all my guests, I place, you know, a link on my website. So you can just go there and find her website. But obviously, if you're listening, it's trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. Let's see. And you can also – it looks like you can order the book off the website as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's really a wonderful system, and it's so exciting for me when I meet people and they tell me how this product has changed their lives. I've had people that – the whole family uses it. The kids use it, the teenagers use it, and the mom and dad use it, and they just take turns using the machine.
Right.
And I had one family, they have a little boy, and he wasn't able to go to public school because he had auditory processing problems, and they were going to stick him in resource. And the parents didn't really like that, so the mom stays home with the little boy, and she gives him school at home. It's homeschooling. And he's been on the machine, and she just noticed little changes in his life, like that he would have a really good attitude about getting started in the morning, and he was more attentive when he did his work. He was listening better, and he was having better comprehension, like he would read something and remember what he'd read.
Right.
And he would do better on the little tests and stuff that she gave him. And they took him to the doctor recently, and evidently the doctor, you know, handles his sensory processing problems, And the doctor noticed, you know, there's something a little bit different about him, and I really see some positive changes. What's he doing differently? Or do you have him on a new diet or something like that? And she said, well, no, it's the brain training program, the ALERT brain training program. So that was a really exciting testimony.
And then, yeah, I was just going to ask, like, so do you get a bunch of positive feedback from the people that buy the book and use the system and everything?
I do. And another one that I got recently was from a military veteran, and he had been in the Vietnam War, and he actually has been a civilian now for 30 years, a long time. But he has flashbacks of being in the war, like he hears bombs going off and things like that and explosions. And he's tried a lot of things to try to get better. You know, medicine, he's done, like, affirmations. He's, like, prayed. He's signed up for a gym membership, did extra cardio and things like that, changed his diet. And those things helped a little bit. But the post-traumatic stress and these symptoms continued. And he said one of the worst symptoms was that he would be afraid to go to sleep at night because he was afraid that he was going to wake up and have these flashbacks. And one thing that happened would be that he would sit up straight in bed, drenched in sweat, and often screaming at the top of his lungs in his sleep, fully asleep, and then, of course, he wasn't sleeping well, his wife wasn't sleeping well, and they bought the ALERT, and they did it for 30 days, and he said, you know, I'm still having what my doctor calls night terrors. I'm still having them, but they're less. Like, I'll have one every 3 days, and then he started having one, like, once a week, and he goes, you know, it's less, and I said, well, that's a really good sign. And so he kept on the program, and then he did it for 60 days, which is the complete program. And he said, you know, my night terrors have stopped. I don't have them anymore. And now it's been 3 months since he finished the program. He still does it every day. And he said, I haven't had a night terror since.
Well, that's
great.
And it's
such a blessing. He even tapered off his medicine. He was on medicine for anxiety. And with his doctor's help, he slowly tapered off the medicine, and he doesn't have to take it anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really great story. Those things really make my day when I hear things like that.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject. I've worked with veterans of the Vietnam War, and they would tell me about that they still have nightmares. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that this kind of brain training, it would, mm-hmm. you know, would apply to that. But, you know, if it works for him, it's something that people out there that have that problems or whatever, you know, it's something that they should definitely look into.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this protocol, the light and sound machine actually uses a protocol. And it was discovered way back in 1968 by a neuroscientist at UCLA. And his name is Dr. Barry Sturman, and he still teaches there today. He still teaches neuroscience, which is about the brain. He teaches that to students in medical school. And if you have a minute, I could tell you this quick story.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, in 1988, he was working in his lab with feral cats. And these are cats that are born out in the wild without any human contact. And if you've ever had one of these strays, they're kind of afraid of you, and you might be able to feed them or something, but they'll run off, and they're just weary of people. It's really hard to train feral cats. But these were his subjects in his lab, and he was interested in sound waves, and he did certain sound waves to try to train these cats to be more receptive to human contact. And he actually developed sound waves that enabled the cats to have perfect motor stillness and even ignore the distraction of food and water. And he trained them in his lab with these sound waves. And it was really interesting. You know, he wrote about it in scientific journals. And then one day his lab assistant came to him, and her name was Margaret Fairbanks. And she said, Dr. Sturman, I saw what you did with those cats. Do you think you could help me? You see, I have a medical condition, and I can't get my driver's license. I've got epilepsy, and it's really embarrassing. The DMV won't give me my driver's license because they're worried I'm going to have a seizure. And it's such a hassle. My husband's got to take me to work. If I go to the grocery store, I got to hitch a ride with somebody. And I really want my independence, and I want my driver's license. Do you think you could test that rhythm on me? And he's like, well, okay, I won't make any promises, but sure, let's see what happens. So they work together in the lab every day listening to these sound waves. And he called this rhythm the sensory motor rhythm, because it's the sensory motor part of the brain that it works with. And he worked with her over a period of 60 days, every day practicing these sound waves. And then at the end of that, he said, well, go back to your doctor and have him do some MRIs, some EEGs, and just check you out and see what happened. And so she went to her doctor, and he ran all those tests. And the doctor said, this is amazing. You don't have epilepsy anymore. And it was just so wild. She said, will you write that down on a sheet of paper? And she got a little note from her doctor, and she went to the DMV and got her license that day. And it was kind of a landmark thing. The word got out. He started writing. Dr. Sturman wrote about it in medical journals. People started coming to him from all over the country saying, Dr. Sturman, I've got epilepsy. Will you help me? Will you help my brother? And people were standing out, lined outside of his office trying to get this treatment. And he still does that today. It's really exciting. But people started to say, well, if he can do this with those stray cats, if he can do this with epilepsy, what can he do with attention deficit disorder?
Right.
And then Dr. Sturman met these two psychology professors at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, Joel and Judith Lubar, and they had been working with biofeedback for years, like trying to change a person's attention deficit by blood pressure, or like playing a game with them and trying to reduce their heart rate or their blood pressure, or reinforcing correct responses on the computer and trying to work with ADHD this way. But they worked with his new protocol, which is actually a form of neurofeedback because it works with the brain and the sensory motor part of the brain. And they developed this protocol, and they started having lots of success working with children. And they started writing about it and you know, publishing in professional journals. And soon this protocol started being used in neurotherapy clinics all across the country. And even today, if you look up neurotherapy in your phone book, or you find a Brain Balance or any sort of clinic like that, they're all familiar with the sensory motor rhythm. And today that rhythm is really popular. But with the brain training system I sell, you can do it in your own home. You don't have to step foot in a clinic and spend thousands of dollars on treatment. You can just do it in your own home,
right,
on your own time. So that's the beauty of the home-based brain training system.
But it's the same with the at-home. It's basically the same approach, the same science, technology, all that as it would.
It is. You learn the sensory motor rhythm a little bit at a time. They're 22-minute sessions. So you'll start with session A1, and you'll do that 5 days in a row, and then you'll go to session A2, and you'll do that 5 days in a row. Then you'll go to the next session, you'll do an A3, and do that 5 days in a row. Altogether, there are 12 sessions, and you do them five times each for a total of 60 days. And then the little control box has some extra sessions on it just for fun or enjoyment. But that's basically the program.
Right.
22 minutes a day. Yep.
I've said it. You know, I think I've said it twice already, but I will say it again. I really like the approach of not throwing pharmaceuticals at problems. You know, problems that just people are having. The only other question I think that came to my mind was, now this is new to me. Your book and this approach to treating it. It's not mainstream, is it? A way to treat this?
Well, actually, it is, but the word is slowly getting out. Okay, you broadcast in Seattle, but in Canada, this program is part of the Health Canada Initiative.
Okay.
So we don't have it in America yet, but in Canada, you can walk into any doctor's office, tell them you have attention deficit disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder, or there's a list of things this machine can be used for, and by law, you can get a prescription for this system, and it's actually covered by your insurance. It's part of the Health Canada Initiative. Now, earlier I shared about this military veteran who used the machine. He was actually able to get this covered by his insurance, and he lives in Ohio. So that was really neat. On my website, if you go to www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife, click on the little link that says free downloads, and I've created a 12-page report called Information for Your Doctor. And you can just print that off, and it explains how the machine works and everything, even with scientific references. You know, if your doctor wants to look those up or you just want to verify this information, you can take this report to your doctor, and who knows, maybe you could work together on getting this covered by your insurance.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's something, yeah, it's something I haven't heard of, but it's great to hear that it's starting to, you know, pick up momentum and
yeah.
be known about.
Right.
Yeah, so it's good that it's good that we're interviewing, because I know I didn't know, I haven't heard of it before, and I know, you know, I've talked to my friends who have I think they have ADD. I don't know what the big difference is.
Well, nowadays, it's attention deficit with or without hyperactivity.
Oh, okay.
And ADHD is with the hyperactivity. But actually, ADHD is an umbrella term, so it covers both with hyperactivity and without. That used to be attention deficit disorder, and that term was really popular. But the American Psychological Association, they publish a book called The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual,
right.
The DSM-6, and they've changed the term from ADD to ADHD. I don't know. Maybe that was more information that you wanted to know.
Oh, no. That helps. No,
yeah.
I have one of my good friends. Well, we were both given Ritalin. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about his information. I started on it in the third grade. Took it for about 6 months. One day I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I just don't want to take this anymore. And she was like, all right. I don't remember why. I remember that it did. The type of person I was in school, I had my name up on the chalkboard every day with a check mark next to it, and basically just for talking. So I don't know if it was a concentration problem or if I was bored. I'm pretty social, so I just wanted to talk with people. So I was prescribed Ritalin, and I forget how old I was in the third grade. I think it's like 10 or, but yeah, when you say, yeah, it's like a, you know, this bad drug, it's like, we're giving this to kids. So, I only wish that I had heard about, you know, or like my mom or doctor or whatever was using this when I was, younger. I think it would have definitely been better than giving a, you know, a drug. So,
well, you know, school is all about conformity,
right?
It's about sitting still in your seat, not talking unless somebody asks you a question. It's about, you know, doing your work when they tell you to, but it's all about conforming. And if you don't conform, then the teacher sees you as a troublemaker. And it's maybe ADHD. It's not really a medical problem. It's not a neurological disease. Like some people say that it's like insulin. And, you know, if your child needed glasses, then you'd give them glasses, wouldn't you? Or if your child needed insulin, if your child had diabetes, you'd give them insulin, wouldn't you?
Right.
Well, that line of reasoning just doesn't really add up, because ADHD is not a chemical imbalance. It's just a list of symptoms. But, you know, I would love for you and anyone listening to try my machine. I have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you could try it at no risk at all. And if it's not right for you, send it back, and I'll give you your money back. The cost of the machine is about $330. It's a little bit expensive, but it's really worthwhile. It'll really change your life. You'll notice so many things, so many changes in your life, being better organized, remembering what you've read, being more productive during the day. Very, very briefly, there's six things that the machine does. Number one, it stimulates and arouses the brain. It gives you that pick-me-up like energy drinks or coffee does. And number two is that it stabilizes the tempo of your brain waves. That if your brain waves are too fast, if they're hyperactive, or they're too slow, if they're sluggish, it'll get that tempo even-keeled and balanced so that it'll be in rhythm with the sensory-motor rhythm. The third thing it does is that it gives you a boost of electrochemical communication in the brain, like dopamine and serotonin. And then it replaces your ADHD with the rhythm of peak performance, or that sensory-motor rhythm, and it increases oxygen and blood flow to the brain. And then the last thing is that it helps you to relax deeply, which lowers the stress hormones in your blood, like cortisol, adrenaline, and insulin. So those are some of the benefits of using the machine.
Right. Let's see. I don't have any other questions. Is there anything that I didn't – I do have one other question, but is there anything I didn't ask you that you normally like to tell people about either your book or the training or just other general information?
Well, everybody's invited to check out my website. It's www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Okay.
And I'm giving away a free ebook. It's called Five Dumb Things People Believe About ADHD, and it's kind of a funny little ebook, so you can get that free on my website. And I've also got some music videos and things like that to make it fun.
That's great. So my other question, I put all my guests kind of on the spot. You don't obviously, you know, I can edit this so you don't have to rush if you need to think. I basically ask everybody, you know, from their background, with your background, with what you've learned in your life, what have you learned from people? What have people taught you? So you can relate that either to your book or anything else. That's just something that I like to ask all my guests.
Well, I think this show is probably a lot of young people listening to this program, and I'd like to encourage everybody to follow your dreams, to get in touch with the things that you really want to do and pursue it. If you could ask yourself this question, if I could do anything without the limitation of time, money, or education, what would it be? What could I do right now to be happy? And just keep asking yourself that question until you get the answer, and then pursue it. Pursue it. For me, my heart's desire has always been to write a book. I've spent, the past 7 years as a ghostwriter. So I actually ghostwrote books for psychologists and nutritionists. And I've been working on a stress reduction website for a psychologist for a long time and kind of developing his platform, but I wanted to write my own book, so that's what I've written this book. But for anyone who's listening, pursue your dreams. Ask yourself, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to do with my life so I can be happy and feel fulfilled? And then take the steps that it needs to do to pursue it, to make it real.
That's great. I like that. Today's guest was Nikki Van Valkenburg. She is the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer ADHD in 60 Days Without Ritalin. You can find more information on her website at trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com. Nikki, it was great having you as a guest.
Oh, thanks so much, Colby.
And we'll see you guys next time. Be sure to visit our website for updates at sharethecandy.com. And if you have any questions or comments, or would like to be a guest, email us at sharethecandy@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and be sure to spread the word and share the love.